Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in for another daily editorial. I need to explain something that I mentioned yesterday in my responses to Jerry and Larry and basically everybody else. Jerry, you correctly said you did not post any pornography. I was under the impression that we're talking semantics here, Jer. The link that I followed that somebody posted showed some very, very compromising pictures of Joe Biden. That did concern me a little bit. Jimmy, you got any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, so, okay, let's start from the beginning. There's been a tremendous amount of censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop and Hunter Biden information. That censorship has been from the tech companies, from the mainstream media, and then supported by the Department of Justice, and very strongly implicates the Biden family in very corrupt activities and, of course, irresponsible relations with Chinese businesses and Chinese senior intelligence officials. So that's the foundation, the basis. Now, what happened was somebody went to and hacked into, according to sources, according to 4chan, hacked into Hunter Biden's upload to his cloud. And with that information, you're seeing a lot more pictures, video, and compromising issues. Now, I did review, I just took a look at the one of the compromising pictures with Joe Biden, apparently half naked, with what appears to be a very young woman or girl. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not. So, but the point is, and what I think everyone needs to realize is, as long as the tech companies, as the mainstream media, as the Department of Justice, as this regime continues to silence voices, Americans will not understand the depth of depravity with this administration and the level of corruption. So showing that information is, I think, essential for Americans to see and understand if it's accurate and it's not fabricated. I don't know about the pictures with Joe Biden. I don't think you do either. We can't verify
no,
that.
Of course not.
But we have verified the pictures, many, numerous pictures with Hunter Biden, numerous videos of him weighing crack, of standing there naked waving a gun when he was illegally in possession of a gun, of the relationships, the emails with relationships with Chinese officials, with Chinese intelligence officials, and cutting business deals with Joe Biden and Joe Biden supporting those and the financial windfalls that came from that. Those are essential. And what this is all about is whether or not the media and the tech companies will censor, continue to censor, and the Department of Justice and the regime will continue to cover up for the very corrupt Biden family that is clearly out of the mainstream, certainly with Hunter Biden's actions and what he's done right now, what have Americans really accept in a leadership in the president? They were absolutely horrendously attacking the Trump family for almost nothing comparatively to these issues. So that's the big question of the day. I think that this information has to get out there. And for the people on the blog that are posting links to these things, I think it needs to get out there. I think we need to discuss it, and everybody needs to understand what they've elected and what is apparently, or what people theoretically have elected, and what's in charge right now of our nation as we collapse economically, on the borders, on energy, on so many areas.
You know, I have to say, when I recorded the audio last night for my second audio reply, I was a little bit concerned that I wasn't exactly expressing myself clearly. It would appear today that I was expressing myself totally clearly. We've got virtually everybody logging in on the blog on these issues. the issues of pornography or narpornography. I really think I should change that and say the issue of being in poor taste and not being in poor taste. And let me say this. In terms of censorship, in terms of not posting many of the pictures that I saw, anyway, of President Biden, maybe the powers that be, for example, just came to the conclusion that it would be very detrimental for our country to do that. Maybe they just feel if they leave it out from now on, if they censor that type of material and just get rid of the guy in 2024, that will solve the problem. Maybe they're looking to maintain the credibility of the United States, which doesn't appear to be being done right now at all, Jim.
No, I agree with you on that point, but I'll tell you what I think is happening. The effort and the level of protection and cover-up in the 2020 election from intelligence officials, 50 of them signed letters saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was a Russian disinformation story, and that's been proven false.
Yeah.
And all the mainstream media has admitted that it has, but they still haven't gone over the details or actually, Washington Post, New York Times, they've done articles, but they kind of bury it. It's not that much. Gannett newspapers, USA Today, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, they're still covering for them to a certain extent. But I think something has shifted, and I believe it's now so negative. The polling is so negative. The control is waning over the Biden family and his ability to actually – Joe Biden's ability to communicate as a leader that they have decided
– Jim, we got to stop just for 1 second. Hey, Jimmy, picking up where you left off, you're saying that the reason you think that this is happening – the censorship is because the polling on the president of the United States is being so negative that there's nothing that can be done to change it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm actually saying a bit of the reverse. The censorship in 2020.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So the censorship in 2020 was to protect him, but he's so incompetent, he's failing, and they can't control it, that I believe the powers behind this regime have decided to sacrifice him, and they are sabotaging him almost, and Jill Biden, almost on purpose, and if not on purpose. And I can give a couple of examples.
Do it.
So in just a couple of days ago, Joe Biden was speaking about Roe v. Wade and what he's trying to do with an executive order to protect the rights of women to kill little innocent babies. In that speech, he mumbled so badly, and he actually repeated end of quote and repeat last line a number of, in that speech. There's probably someone that wrote that in there that didn't put the right coloring or italics to stop that. And what that does is it shows Joe's actual mental capacity. So I think there's something going on behind the scenes. But here's what was really amazing. Yesterday, Joe Biden in New Mexico, in a speech to Latinx, to the Latin community, Hispanics in America, called out Texas Hispanics as unique as breakfast tacos, as breakfast tacos. Now that, somebody wrote that into a speech. Nobody within their right mind in a competent administration would ever make that kind of a comment in the circumstances they are facing a complete walk away from Hispanic voters from the Democratic Party, unless they were trying to tube Jill Biden. I mean, that is to me an indicator that, and the fact that these pictures are out there, that you don't have, numerous journalists and intelligence officials coming out saying this is all disinformation. It looks to me, from my perspective, that they have gotten – there's so much dark information on this corrupt regime that even the powers behind him are beginning to walk away from him. And you're looking at with numerous, tremendous turnover in the White House. You don't get a lot of reporting on it because the mainstream media has been protecting him for so long. But I think the facade has fallen to the point where most Americans understand the level of incompetence, and I don't think the media can protect him anymore. I don't think the Department of Justice can protect him anymore because it's so obvious, and I think that they are setting him up for probably to be removed from office. And I don't know what they're going to do. They've attempted to control this administration so tightly. The Ron Klains, the Susan Rices, the Susan Powells, the people behind the scenes, the Tom Donilons, Anthony Blinken, they've tried so hard. But I think the level of information that's becoming clear to Americans, not only that, but the economic impact is so clear that people, that even inside there, they're trying to figure out how they control this disaster in order to protect themselves and to protect their power, their hold on power. And the problem is the only way that an authoritarian, corrupt regime that tries to protect power is through using more and more aggressive tactics and ultimately force in order to protect themselves. And I think that's where we're headed. I'm unfortunately believing that these people are so corrupt that they're going to be desperate to protect themselves from the level of dissatisfaction with the American people, that they're going to have to try and control everything. And I think that's going to backfire tremendously for them.
We've got a major problem on our hands. Jimmy, I want to cut this right here. I know we're going to get some great comments. Keep them coming. And this is everybody's Southside fan. This is you out of the box. This is very definitely CFS. Eddie, everybody, keep them coming. You guys are doing a great job. We are providing information on this particular site that is available no place else. Jimmy, thank you so much.
You bet, Al. And hey, Larry, keep talking about that medical corrupt system out there, because it is. It's, and we are seeing it even more and more every day.
Find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.